Here's the weather. We're going to go right to Roosevelt, King Roosevelt, Roosevelt.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
Big Foamy Head, Meat Fest 2010. Get your meat on.
This is our annual tradition. It's the day after the Memphis and May Beale Street Music Festival. A fine event, which was only interrupted a few times by tornadic activity.
That's
today.
Right. This was could have been titled Death Fest 2010. Death Fest. Where usually we expect rain, we expect mud, but nobody expected wrath of God type weather.
I think we had this year. The paper described it as muted.
Muted?
Yes,
muted. I was real surprised to see y'all kicked out of the park that night.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. What was it, at least how many people? 20,000 people.
And that was just from our behavior.
Yeah,
but told to go home.
They said, "All you people, leave now."
They weren't kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you get 20,000 people out of a little area that's about three lanes wide?
And no one, there was no stampede. Everybody just turned around and
left. We showed amazing survival skills. This is why the human race is succeeding in the planet Earth, is because we immediately went to the flying saucer
to have the closest bar.
Nice beer.
That's right. If we're going out, we're going out with a beer in our hand. A good beer in our hand. That's right. That's why. What was it we were saying? That's
survival skills.
We're the advanced race, and we know where to find beer, and we have opposable thumbs.
That's right. Those two things.
That's it.
Come together.
And the thumbs are optional.
Yeah.
So we started off, we did our Memphis in May, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. The beers we're drinking tonight, we're doing a selection of stouts because we have consumed more meat than any human should have on one day.
Our colons, a lot of meat.
We beat our livers to death with beers, and we've neglected our colons. So we ganged up on our colons today.
Yeah.
We ate every form of animal flesh. Known to man.
Yeah.
That's right. We've been burning flesh all day long.
Yeah, good stuff.
It was great. So our first beer, our kickoff beer, is one we've had before, but we found this in the back of the refrigerator, the Ola Dub Ale. And Ola Dub is apparently, I don't know what you call the language, Old Scottish, because
sure,
they speak English. Ola Dub means black oil. And this is from Harveston Brewery in Scotland. And we went looking for this because this is a 2007 model, so it's 3 years old.
Mm.
And we learned something because we had another three-year-old beer, and Mike said—
Not quite the same gravity.
Not even remotely close, but Mike gets this out to share with Barbara.
Compare and contrast, do a little scientific research.
And we came up with a new classification and
a
new term, acronym in the judging guide. It's called Crawlspace.
Crawlspace. Because it tastes like...
Under the house.
Under the house, yeah. Because it tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
Apparently,
odor.
The O'Fallon's cherry chocolate, which is a fine seasonal
beverage.
It's a great
beverage.
Apparently, just doesn't age worth a damn.
No.
compared to Old Dub.
If you've got an old one laying around in your refrigerator, definitely toss it out.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
Oh, go ahead and drink it.
You should drink it to experience the new unofficial BJCP category, Crawlspace.
Crawlspace.
That's right. It has a distinct aroma of earthworm and mulch.
And elsewhere, you'd be abusing alcohol.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You could, I guess you could put it in your smoking pan with your water to...
Good.
Smoke the meat?
I don't know. Might taste like dirt smoked meat.
Multiple uses. I did not partake. Well, actually, I will.
Yeah, you got to man up. You're
yeah,
the
man
one,
up.
You're the one
glug,
with
glug,
the
glug.
With you the pending certification. All right, here it is.
Drum roll.
The semi-official judging note.
Little drum roll, please. Showing some age.
Shown some age. Okay. That's a polite way to say, this tastes really bad.
It tastes dirty. Yeah, that's like under the house dirt.
Yum. Okay.
Well put.
So
it lost its cherry. It's gone.
It did. It is. The cherry chocolate lost its cherry.
You can really taste the chocolate, but there is no cherry.
I couldn't taste the chocolate. I couldn't get past the
I was getting chocolate.
Like chocolate that fell out of on the ground, violated the 5-second rule by 3 years. Not the best beer. And I love O'Fallon's, too.
I do,
so
too.
This is not a slight against O'Fallon's, but this is one that I'm pretty sure they never intended for it to last that long.
We do like O'Fallon's.
Okay, so Ola Dub, the beer we're drinking now.
Special 12 Reserve. Yeah. Head brewer, blah, blah, blah. Master of Wood, blah, blah, blah.
It's a collection of tiny little typeface.
Bottle date, September 2007.
That's right. So it is an aged beer, but this one, unlike the cherry chocolate, held up well.
Reading some bottles, it says 8% alcohol by volume, aged in selected oak casks, formerly used to mature Highland Parks. Beautifully balanced 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey.
Right.
I think I'd like to have this one after about 3 more years on it.
Well, you know, and you can put these up forever. And what'd you say that was? 8?
Yes,
so that's actually kind of a low for the Imperial Stout.
And we're noticing the brewery symbol or mascot emblem.
It's a rat.
The mouse. And we've been talking about squirrels and mice all night long. So
yeah, we cooked them on the grill.
It kind of ties in.
That's right. There were no squirrels to be found.
No.
They ran.
Otherwise,
we'd
have cooked them and ate them.
When we fired the grill up, they disappeared.
They know better.
Of course, y'all have the small little gray squirrels. We got the big brown squirrels.
You got those meaty squirrels.
They look like cats, man.
Those are fine eating. You gotta keep the children close eye on the children. Squirrels run off.
We
should
them.
Raise them.
The squirrels in Colorado are pretty damn big.
Some feral squirrel children you hear about.
We use nuts. 22 rifles around here. They use deer rifles to kill their squirrels out there.
The squirrels are armed. Denver, they shoot back. It's all that medical marijuana, man.
Yeah, there you go.
At least you think they're squirrels.
MMJ, your local dispensaries within 20 feet of your doorstep. That's man, right. In the high schools.
Okay, so the beer, the Ola Dub.
Is doing its thing.
It's good. It's very good. But we were talking about, okay, what are we going to drink? What are we going to drink? But after Meat Fest, this is our dessert.
Yes.
We're finishing this off, and we're going to have to give the blow-by-blow of the menu here later.
You said blow.
So I did. You heard me. So the Ola Dub, we've had it before. We've had every one. There's the 12, the 16, 30, and
I don't think we had the 30, did we?
We did once. I mean, but they're all great. And if you can find them, but they're very difficult to find. And they're reasonably priced, except for this one. We thought, oh man, what a range! This one was $7.99. One was $109.
I think that thirty was pretty high.
Yeah, so it's good stuff though. You should definitely try it. And just like high gravity aged beers, poured virtually no head, very dark, pitch black. And when you swirl it, the legs on it, it was like it looks just like oil,
black
and
oil.
It swirls on your glass, and it's just like this film of oil.
You ever seen anything stained glass? That will stain glass.
Yeah, probably will. Yeah,
you can, look at there.
I believe you can weatherproof your deck with this too.
Start you, John.
That's right. Broke down on the highway. Yeah. Pop open a bottle of Ola Dub.
But an expensive way to start your tractor, though.
Yeah. That's all right. All right, so
it's one way to do it. It's just an expensive way to do it.
Now we didn't really go off and do our usual hoorah about Memphis in May. Like we usually do. Oh, we're going to go see this. We're going to get all this. You know, we talk about it. We didn't really do that this time. So we went and started off Friday. We go down there. We do our annual pilgrimage to the Flying Saucer, get our good beer on before we go into the park. And who did we kick off with? We go into the park and the lyrical stylings of Al Capone.
Yes. Look like a fool with your pants on the ground.
That's right. And please, would you mind whooping that trick?
Yeah.
And
that's a great song. You're going to love it when I do it in 10 minutes.
That's right. And it's funny. He starts playing there. Like, ooh, yeah.
Whoop that trick.
Stop.
Whoop
that trick.
Yeah. That's a great song. You're going to love it when I do it in 10 minutes.
That's hilarious.
Then they started throwing T-shirts out in the crowd to keep them interested.
All right. So the first night that we got there, or first day, Right. What was it, like 6 o'clock at night? And we saw, it's a beautiful day, too. Yeah. Did it rain a little going down there? Just a hair. I think that was
Friday's
the only rain
the only
we
night
saw.
We got a little bit of rain.
And, yeah, so it was.
I mean, we had massive devastation going on everywhere within the state, within
all three
miles
states.
Of everywhere yeah. we were. Yeah. But Tom Lee Park was saved.
Yeah. It was great. I mean,
it's a miracle.
Yeah, we came down there fully armed, ponchos, rain boots.
It's a miracle.
James Brown agrees.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
It was a miracle.
We're pretty sure he's been buried.
He's still dead.
He's still dead, though.
All right. So what was your takeaway from day one? Because I got to tell you, the one I said Jimmy Thackeray. Jimmy Thackeray and Cuzzo Montoya were fans.
You talk about Jeff Beck.
Was that day one?
Yeah, that was day one.
Okay.
We got to talk about Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about Blues Traveler.
Nah.
Blues Traveler was good. But
Blues Traveler was there. They had a harmonica.
They
I
were
heard
there.
It a lot.
Yeah. Which that
tons
guy,
and tons
I thought he was
and tons
dead,
of harmonica.
But he's still alive. And then also,
didn't he have a heart attack or something?
I don't know. He looks like
he
a
had a harmonica attack.
Yeah. Harmonica attack.
He swallowed his harmonica.
That's nothing to laugh about. I mean,
he
could happen
too hard.
He choked on a harmonica.
I think he choked on several.
There are literally tens of deaths every year from harmonica fatalities or harmonica related fatalities.
Yeah,
you inhale too much and it goes in there, and you go out. It's not only will it kill you, but it's horribly embarrassing too.
Yeah.
You're like wheezing and playing some musical thing as you die. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
terrible.
That's probably how some of the best songs are written.
But yeah. Blues Traveler, yeah, right, yeah. Alan. They did all their famous songs that we all love and appreciate
both
these
of
days.
Them.
And we like
those. Been the same song twice. Now Jeff Beck was real good. And so
he freaking jammed. Yeah. Come on, he wasn't quite good.
Was,
yeah.
He was.
He was really awesome.
I know, but it's he just.
How do you
I
say
he
was quite good?
I don't know.
He did A Day in the Life. I mean, that's
I know,
a Beatles
I was
song.
There.
He did Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I was there. He did. But he did one of his, more or less, his songs, People Get Ready, when he was playing that. Yeah. That was nice.
That was good.
I just didn't want
they
to
did our song, Rollin' and Tumblin'?
Yeah.
Yes, he
Come
did
on.
Do that.
That was good.
And the bass chick sang.
From?
Yeah, Rhonda Smith.
Yeah,
Rhonda Smith from Purple Rain.
I think she has got some Prince connections back
in
the day.
She was with Prince, but I don't know if she was in Purple Rain.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a little Prince?
She had a little Prince in her, yeah.
A little Prince.
How little is Prince?
Pretty little. He's a small man.
Probably
his tiny little hands.
But he's a fine dancer.
He's probably got little. She's probably got little Prince on her.
Yeah, little baby hands, Prince. It's child molesting, man.
I like Prince.
I do too.
Like Prince, and we heard Purple Rain again. Somebody else was started playing the Purple
Rock Sugar.
Not one Rock Sugar. It was somebody else.
They played
everything, man. Oh, damn, who was it? It was somebody up there that started playing. No, they're playing When Doves Cry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was Widespread Panic.
Yeah.
Widespread Panic.
I don't remember that.
And we go, what the hell?
That was Friday, too.
That was Friday, too, yeah.
And they were awesome.
They were good.
Yeah, Widespread Panic.
I now understand why people are Widespread Panic fans.
They're very very good. I mean, it's definitely, there's no song. That's like we were getting there going, it's 40 minutes late. Okay, well, that's only the third song.
I know, they jam.
Widespread Panic.
They jam. They go on and on and on.
It was cool. As do we.
Yeah.
As do we. We go on. So let's get ready for one of the guys that we saw and closed out Friday night, Cuzzo Montoya, who's been recording this from his new album.
Say hello to my little friends.
I Want It All Back. To fall again.
like an empty room. And when I find someone who cares, I'm so afraid there'll be nothing there. It's all right, it's okay, I'm gonna make it anyway. But when the midnight rain taps on my window pane, I want it all back, I want it all back, I want it all back, I want it all back.
Coco Montoya, and he's been eating a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah. He never said goodbye to a dessert, I'll tell you that.
He did not.
The reason he comes to Memphis is Krispy Kreme.
That's it. Yeah. It was barbecue.
Barbecue.
2 weeks a little early.
Of course, we're fine ones to speak after Meat Fest.
That's true.
It's like three or four calories we ate today, right?
Yeah, 3,000 or 4,000 calories.
How many calories are in this beer, though?
It's all meat.
I don't know, man. That's it's all good. Well, we're not worried about beer calories are all empty calories. You can have as many as you like.
Oh, right. I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
You won't get
they're truly empty. There's it's no redeeming value lot. At all.
Okay.
So Alan told me to say, speaking of cocoa, how about our next beer? It's a
Bingo.
Chocolate oak-aged Yeti from Great Divide Brewing Company, and this is an Imperial Stout.
What are we thinking? Chocolate oak aged Yeti. Welcome to the newest incarnation of a revered Imperial Stout. We toned down hops a bit to allow cocoa nibs to contribute some pleasing bitterness, while vanilla notes from the oak combine with cocoa to create an aroma and flavor akin to a gourmet chocolate bar. A dash of cayenne keeps things lively, adding just a bit of heat to the finish. A Yeti for summer? Hell yes. 9.5%.
Okay.
I'm getting a little of that cayenne on the back.
As soon as you said that, I thought, okay, there is a little bit of something there at the end. Now, this one has...
They have recommended food pairings.
Meat, I hope.
Raw oysters. Grilled New York strip. Chicken mole. Roaring 40s blue cheese, creme brulee, and chocolate raspberry mousse cake.
That would go great with a creme brulee.
Yeah.
This is definitely a kind of dessertish beer, which is, of course, the whole point. So we haven't talked about our menu yet.
Let's do it.
For the Meat Fest, the menu for Meat Fest.
Which is a 6-hour extravaganza.
At least 6 hours.
Well, it starts with a shopping spree to Costco, followed by a shopping spree to Schnucks.
Yep. And then
$300 later, yeah, we're on the grill.
A lot of fire, a lot of beer. Yeah. But we had, okay, Italian sausage.
Very yummy. Tell us about the Italian sausage.
The wings.
Well, I'm just trying to remember what all had. Well, we can come back and talk.
Give the listeners an opportunity to share.
The Italian sausage was seared on the grill and then put into a pan of sautéed onions and Pinot Noir.
Yes.
And let it steam for a while.
No, not a splash, but quite a generous helping of garlic powder, if I remember right.
Yeah, garlic powder. And while my back was turned, Mike dumped some Abita strawberry lager in there.
Strawberry harvest in there, yeah.
Just a little bit. Which actually, it worked with the wine. Yeah. You couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh rolls.
And it says, so that was the sausage, or the first sausage of the day, the Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had some wings. Trey brought some wings down.
Yes,
he
did.
He made. Then we made some pork chop sandwiches, and you got the pork steak version. The pork chops I thought were a little
dry.
Steak
was,
but
delicious.
Yeah, but that came out good. But it's just pork. It's the cheapest pork trimmings you can find.
All right, so you grilled those.
Grilled
and
them a little and
throw
them
in. Sauteed them in some more grilled
in barbecue sauce and white sauce.
White sauce. Which is
love
actually
your white
pink sauce.
Pink sauce.
Based off Billy Bob Gibson's barbecue.
Right. With some rub thrown in. And let that just cut in an onion thrown in it. Onions.
So
try
it's basically boiled.
Yeah.
The white sauce.
Yeah,
you
I guess
got
it was good.
Really, really good.
It was a simmer for a while. So it cooked for a good while.
Tell him how you make your white sauce.
It's pretty easy. It's a jar of mayonnaise, a jar of apple cider vinegar. They're I think it's 32 ounces each. A jar of 12 ounces of horseradish, about a quarter cup of black pepper, and then we put about 2/3 of a cup of rub into it.
That's good.
That's it. Yeah. Shake it up.
Very good.
And then that's what
horseradish. Mayonnaise.
It's just so different than the regular barbecue sauce. That's
totally different.
It's such a other avenue to go down.
Yeah,
so we make sandwiches out of this, and top those with fresh onions.
Yeah, onions,
fresh cut onions,
and rendezvous coleslaw. Yeah, good stuff.
Which may not be nationally available.
I don't think it is. I don't know if that's even available outside of here. Rendezvous coleslaw. The
probably not.
The rub is.
Yeah,
but. So it's a mustardy coleslaw, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so what was next off the grill? You
had
got
some
your
wings
and
legs
and drumsticks
legs.
Going, and
those are nice.
Cooked
those are very
for a
well
while.
And you were working on that sauce half the day.
Yeah, the sauce was taking
I just kind
forever.
Of rendered it down and beefed it back up and rendered it down again. And I had a McCormick's Chipotle seasoning mix, mm-hmm. and then I took that and then a jar of Texas Pete hot sauce or something.
Frank's Red Hot.
Mm-hmm. Put that in there with a little olive oil
some
or
beer.
Pour
canola
some beer.
Oil, whatever you had. A little bit of beer, a little bit of water, and mixed it up.
Right, and just kept reducing it.
Grilled the wings and legs on the grill, and then put them in the sauce, put them back on the grill.
Yeah,
put
this
them
man
back
was
in the sauce,
cooking a stack of
grill.
Chicken meat.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't a hot fire. That's
he had
why
a pile of
a
meat.
While.
Yeah.
It was like a good 12 inches.
And had little sears all over it and tossed it in there and
made them pretty
them
good.
Around. Yeah, it came out real good.
Delicious.
Falling off the bone.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of basically slow cooked chicken. What do we cook next? The tri-tip?
Tri-tip came up.
Tri-tip
That was just basically tried to find a tri-tip roast. They didn't have that, so we took the tri-tip steaks, and that's kind of a sirloin, just coated in a rendezvous dry rub and let it sit,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically refrigerator room temperature for about an hour, you know, get mm-hmm. the meat to absorb some of the rub. Then quickly grilled it, pulled it off the grill, set it in foil. Let it rest for at least half an hour, and then did a really nice sandwich slice on it.
And so, meanwhile, there was a lot of prep work going on.
Right. I did 3 racks of rib. I wasn't able to pull the membrane off the back, but I was able to dress them pretty well. I scored the backs. and then rubbed them with the Rendezvous rub again.
Yeah.
And let those sit, and we smoked those for an hour and a half.
Was it an hour and a half?
An hour and a half, and then we wrapped them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wrapped them, and then put them in a little bit of apple juice. And let that sit for, you know, for another 2 hours, and then flash grilled them after that.
Yeah, but you left out the thing that was in there with it.
Apple juice?
No, the fatty.
Oh, two fatties, right. I also did... did two fatties, got 3 pounds of sausage from Schnucks, from the deli section, and another pound of Jimmy Dean sausage, and flattened those out into two little...
my arteries are hardening as he talks about it.
Two little rolls, and then put some cheddar and mozzarella
sauteed peppers and onions.
And sauteed peppers and onions, both green peppers and red peppers. And put some dry rub on that and rolled them up, set them in the fridge for a half an hour to set. So it firmed up, then threw them in the smoker for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And
just let them smoke. So the fatties were in there. The ribs were in there. That's how we had in there.
So you had the fatties up on top of the ribs, so they kind of drained
the sausage,
the grease drained on the ribs, kind of keep them moist. Yep. Yeah, yep. Worked out real well.
And what else did we throw on there?
Well, you had some chicken.
Thighs. Yeah, at the end of it, was that the last thing we cooked? Was the chicken.
And the Billy Bob Gibson sauce.
The pink sauce, put that in, and that was good. Came out good.
I'm fat, dumb, and happy.
Yeah, it was a tremendous
And then we had sides. Had bean.
Something.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
I did not have one single side.
I didn't either. All I had was meat.
That's right. We've been eating since.
Well, I had a little slaw.
I had sides.
I didn't.
Well, I had to go get my son. That was time y'all were bringing all them out, so I had to leave, go to Germantown, and come back. But
I didn't have a potato salad, but I had the green beans.
Okay, so you got the picture. It was a nonstop train of animal.
We ate for hours.
Yeah, it's just a ton of meat. And so that's why we're finishing it off with our stouts.
The Yetis.
Which pairs well.
You know what's going to happen? All three of our listeners are going to come to Memphis next year to partake in that.
As they should.
Yeah.
In Meat Fest 2011.
That's right.
Let's start making a plan already.
Because this is recovery.
Wait, I'm pulling up my calendar. All right.
That's right.
Have you got a place for all three of our listeners to stay?
We have the mailing list.
Okay.
We'll put them out. Now, this is our recovery. There's a science behind this engorging this much meat. It's because we've abused ourselves for three solid days. It's an athletic endeavor.
And
we're using
fest, right?
We need
and we're
massive,
not young men,
no,
particularly.
Pretty feeble when you get down to it. but we're just a massive infusion of protein is the only thing that can possibly restore
us. It's a recovery process.
That's right. It's like, screw Gatorade. Let's eat some meat. That's going to make us all better. All right, so the Oak Age Yeti, you said this is, what's the ABV? 11?
9.5.
Which is, again, not that high. And it's a very cocoa taste.
That's a cynical and jaded view of life.
What's that?
9.5 is not that high.
Yeah, I know.
As you are a bitter, bitter man.
Sissy Bear.
I've done that before. It's only 9.5.
When I was a young man.
Well, hell, the other night, I don't think we had a beer under 10.
We drank gasoline and we're damn glad to get it. For holidays, we drink high test.
Some people still consider 9.5 to be a healthy beer.
That's true. That was kind of jaded and cynical.
Hey, the other night when we did the show, we didn't have a beer under 10.
That's true.
I mean, that was a wild night.
Yeah. So it's good. It's very tasty. We've had Yeti before, and it's, you can't go wrong.
Not with the Sasquatch on the side of the bottle. You can't go wrong.
We've had a homebrew gathering that's called the Front Range Homebrew Gathering.
Yeah.
It was all the homebrew clubs of the Front Range got together. So there are at least five clubs there.
Yeah.
And we drank the crap out of the...
The Yetis?
Great divides.
Yeah. They make a great beer.
They do
They're
good
fairly
work.
Potent.
And so our next beer.
I will attest to the fact that they were fairly potent.
Oh, yeah. The next beer in the next segment is another version of the Yeti. And we've had Double Yeti, Oak Aged Yeti, or Yeti, Oak Aged Yeti. This is like the third and fourth variations that I'm remembering of the Yetis. There's a whole bunch of them. It says very versatile Imperial Stout, takes on a lot of good flavors. Okay, Saturday, Memphis in May. This is when things got a little weird.
Back on topic.
The rain started coming down. The gates scheduled to open at 2 o'clock didn't. They postponed opening until 3 something because this made national news.
Yay, there was much rejoicing. We were glad.
We were late, so it's worked for us. Alan was already down there. He's calling, going, you got to get out of there.
Beale Street's happening. They've got a nice wedge with tequila.
Yeah, sorry. They got a luge. Tequila luge on Beale. You got to get down there.
Tequila luge.
So Alvin Youngblood Hart, though, was going to kick it off. And so we were late getting there. So we finally get there. And we said, screw it. Let's go find a saucer again before we go in. And so we did. And that's where Jane and Christy discovered their newfound love for Hefeweizen. And they were loving them some Hefeweizen. Well, we had two at least before we went in. And so, very tasty. So we missed Alvin Youngblood Hart, who did play, right?
Yeah.
But later.
Awesome.
And by the time we got there, I'm looking to see who was the Burnside Brothers. We saw a little bit of them right at the Blues Shack. Our first band that we saw was who? I'm looking because we had some cancellations.
This is great radio. Let me look at this piece of paper because
people kept canceling. The North Mississippi All-Stars, did they play or were they?
I did not see 1 second of them.
One of the guys, that was the problem, though. We kept getting, the weather was not cooperating. We saw a little tail end of this Ruthie Foster. And we finally got to see a full performance by Drive-By Truckers.
Hmm.
And they did.
Oh, they were awesome. I like those guys.
And it was funny because Jerry Lee.
Drive-By Truckers, I really enjoyed them.
They're playing Jerry Lee Lewis, who is.
He's still alive.
As the listeners know, we have cursed in vain for years that some bitch will not die. No matter what we do, we try and
giving him the stink eye and everything. He won't die.
It didn't matter. He won't go. He's stubborn like that. But he was playing in the background, and Drive-By Truckers stopped, and they said, "You hear that? That's Jerry Lee Lewis. What the hell are y'all doing here?"
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think Drive-By Truckers have some guys from Oxford, Mississippi on their
band. This is where we couldn't get around. Decided there was a bunch of other bands. I wanted to see Bobby Blue Bland, but the times were all screwed up. Nobody was playing right. We'd go down to see something, it was somebody else.
We saw
Government Mule.
Wow.
And we're watching Government Mule, and all right, this is great. And then we got to remember that there were some cancellations and problems before the festival even started. One of the major cancellations was Bret Michaels. Because he had his subarachnoid.
But didn't he cancel before that?
No.
He did. He canceled a week before.
I thought he canceled. You're right. Because of the appendicitis thing.
Right.
The first of his health issues. Right.
Then he had the brain aneurysm.
Right. Okay. And so. So Vince Neil came, but we're getting to him. But who was it that Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi?
Flaming Lips.
Okay, Flaming Lips canceled. Yeah. And so we got Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. So we got to see.
Awesome. At any time.
So we're all screwed up. The women go to see Hall and Oates.
His broken ankle.
Right.
So he just sat there on the stool.
Right. So it's like people are dying, crippled, and the tornado is coming.
That's why Mike's
in his weather update.
That's why they call it the blues, baby.
Yeah. And so we're watching, finally, Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi get up and start to play. They're just starting their third song. They cut all the mics everywhere. Sirens, yeah, that's the thing. Sirens have been going off in the background for a while.
They've been going off since 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's quite frankly.
That. We're still
Friday
going.
Night, Saturday morning, the sirens are wailing at 4
and
in the
morning.
And
they finally said, everybody just get the hell out. They cut all the audio. They said, leave now. And
there's a safety issue.
Wow. Yeah, sorry, get the hell out. So the Saturday lineup was just totally trashed. Yeah. It was just, you know, we had all these, oh, we're going to see this, Savoy Brown, we were going to see. Yeah, nah, we didn't get to see him. Walter Trout was there.
Allison Chains.
Yeah, they all got paid.
Did Allison Chains not get to play?
No. Walter Trout, I'm looking at who did not get to play. Walter Trout didn't get to play. Allison Chains didn't get to play. And some of them didn't make it, right? I don't know.
Yeah, some of them were coming from the east, and they got hung up. Songs.
Right. Anybody who was in Nashville, they were not.
They did not.
John
Hyde
didn't make it.
Yeah, that's moving on to Sunday.
Bunch. So that's kind of brought you up to speed, and let's hear another one of our friends from the Music Fest, and that was Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers, and I learned something. I had no idea. I thought whenever I listened to Jimmy Thacker, it's like, man, that guy's got a range. He's got all these different vocal stylings that he does. Well, it turns out it was somebody else singing. The drummer.
Yeah.
And so we said, okay, how many drummers sing?
Not many.
A bunch of them.
Phil Collins.
Okay. Phil Collins. The drummer for Jimmy Thackeray. Who else?
But the main singer.
The band.
The lead singer.
Who?
The band.
Yeah, the band.
The band. Yeah, okay. So there's three.
Def Leppard.
What do you mean Def Leppard? He didn't sing.
Not a lead singer.
No, he's just one-armed. He doesn't sing.
Lead singer?
Okay.
He can sing as good.
So we're denigrating.
But he's not the lead singer, no. Who does most of the songs?
Down to
they split.
Random conversation.
Well, we don't know who's. Yeah.
So discuss this amongst yourselves. Yeah, how many drummers are singers?
Yeah.
While we're offline.
While you're listening to the drummer and Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers.
Let's play some.
It's my old bar, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Oh, get my old bar, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Time that you love and need, but what's the time I didn't love you? You used to make your own paycheck and bring it home to me. I would take it out on the west side and make every woman drunk I see. It's my own part, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. When the time that you're loving me, but was the time I didn't love you.
we're back.
And that was Jimmy Thackeray. And I neglected to look up the name of the extremely talented drummer who sings. Great voice.
His name is Jimmy Thackeray's drummer.
JTD for short. No, he's really good, very talented. And that song that I just played, they did live at the festival, and it was just amazing. Because if you see Jimmy Thackeray, if you were like to run into the guy at the mall, he just looks like somebody's dad.
Yeah.
I mean, last thought you'd think would be, this is like a really gifted blues guitarist. It just wouldn't register. That would be the last thing. You know,
he can play that guitar.
Middle management or something. I mean, yeah, so, but yeah, he was great. And the drummer was great. And it was good. It was a really good show. So a lot of good shows there. And we've got a good beer here. Our second Yeti. And this is, what is it, Mike? Is it espresso?
Espresso Oak Aged Yeti.
And we got some marketing speak on that about this.
It's a stout aged on oak chips with coffee added. It's a Bohemian Imperial Stout Black. Espresso Oaked Aged Yeti is a new addition to the Yeti clan. A generous infusion of espresso adds yet another layer of complexity to this beer, combining with the vanilla oak character, intense roasty maltiness, and bold hop profile to create a whole new breed of mythical creature. It's official. You can now have a Yeti with breakfast. 9.5 ABV.
If you're a drunk.
Enjoy with your breakfast, burrito, eggs benedict, your hash browns, your cheesecake, and your creme brulee. Again,
don't get Rick started on those eggs benedict.
And people that don't know how to make them. Damn it.
That's right. There's a special place in hell for the lazy-ass cooks at Perkins.
They didn't want to make gravy. Didn't want to make hollandaise sauce. And
that's where
and
Rick,
didn't know how to poach a freaking egg.
That's right. Which is one of the other traditions.
So they give me an egg McMuffin and say,
sausage.
Let's call this breakfast. I ordered eggs benedict.
This hillbilly won't know the difference.
He's from Colorado. He won't know anything.
I'll give them a piece of my mind, I'll tell you.
The hillbilly wore off for Rick, man. He knows better.
I say, if you want me to let your cooks know how to make gravy, I'll come back and make it for them. How's that sound?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But it was like, you know, what was it, 2 a.m.?
I couldn't believe it. She actually said the cook didn't want to make gravy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, let's go whip his ass for him, see if he wants to do that.
I'll tell him how to make gravy.
I'll turn you into gravy.
There you go, a greasy spot.
Espresso Oak Aged Yeti, what do you guys think?
I like it.
It's very good. And, you know, coffee and stout seems almost redundant with all the roastiness that you get, because you always tend to get chocolatey and or coffee notes. But with the espresso in here, and I tried this, you remember that batch I made years ago?
I do.
I added Starbucks.
You might still have a bottle up here.
It was a disaster. But it did very nice, and the oaking of it works real well with the espresso. It's not over coffeed, right?
I think it's predominant.
It is predominant,
but it's just not in your face. You know?
No, I like it. I mean, you know what you're getting. It says espresso right there. It's not like oh shit, there's coffee in it. What? Nobody told me this.
Yeah. Damn it.
If you look close
it's
at the
like
picture
that
of the
Reese's
little Sasquatch,
commercial.
He's wearing a bathrobe and has a mug
in his hand.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that Reese's commercial. You got peanut butter in my chocolate. You got chocolate in my peanut butter. You know, you got coffee in my beer. You got beer in my coffee.
Yeah.
Damn, that's deep.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
I know. Just think about it. Let's have a moment of silence.
So like a bar?
Let's have a moment of silence.
Okay.
It's James Brown.
Never silent. They're always wanting to jump in there whenever we're trying to be serious and show our appreciation.
Shut up, James. We're trying to do a show.
So the rest of the music fest.
Pretty heavy stuff you're laying down there, brother.
Yeah. We're getting all misty and verklempt. But the rest of the music fest, it was just hosed.
Sorry, I'm lost on this one. Coffee and your peanut butter and your chocolate.
What?
How's that go? What?
No. You got peanut butter in your chocolate.
This is heavy.
Are you unfamiliar with the founding, of Reese's?
Exactly. Right, right.
So it was like you this, how except they used it was like two drunks.
I do remember that.
The commercial, the people would run into each other and their beer, their chocolate would get in the peanut butter and the peanut butter and the chocolate.
Yeah.
What a perfect description of the Great Divide.
Isn't that great?
Espresso Oak Aged Yeti.
He's saying it tastes like peanut butter and chocolate.
It's as perfect a marriage as that.
That's
it's
right.
A, yeah.
Perfect marriage.
And what he's done is inadvertently given away the fifth new Yeti, Reese's Oak Aged Yeti.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That's it, man.
That'd be it. Die and go to heaven.
Little peanuts.
Beg your pardon?
Little peanuts in there?
Oh, peanuts. Okay.
Is that what we're saying?
I thought you were insulting Mike again or something.
I've never insulted Mike.
I heard what I heard.
Don't know where that came from.
Our little peanuts.
Anyway, once again, this goes great with a breakfast burrito or eggs Benedict,
or hash browns. and don't forget your creme brulee, America's favorite breakfast food. We forgot to mention our sponsors: Old Trapper beef jerky and Uncle Bud's deep fried Cajun peanuts.
Which are excellent.
They are excellent, especially when you're drunk and driving home from Memphis in May.
Yes.
A bag of those goes down real well.
Sorry, Bert.
All right. So day three was kind of a drag.
Day three was a bit of a drag.
I digress, but not initially. It became a drag. But the first two
Rock Sugar. Amazing.
And that's going to be our lead out song.
Cool.
Enter the Sandman. Don't Stop the Sandman. Yeah. Right.
Three guys from Los Angeles who are four, actually, just having a blast.
Yeah. They were just
They're having fun. They're doing the whole rock and roll lifestyle. The long hair, the leather jackets, the guitar, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. The backstory on the band, and I think it's rocksugarband.com. The deal is that they were a successful metal band back in the 80s. They were hired for a bat mitzvah. They were out on the yacht. The yacht hit a rock. The dad threw the band overboard. And as the ship went down, they made their way to a desert island where they were stranded for 20 years with nothing but a 14-year-old's cassette collection of 80s pop hits. So they were rescued. They come back and they start their tour. Rock Sugar returns and they take pop hits and merge them with metal. It's the weirdest thing. And because every single song and it's got all these just
mixed up.
Yeah.
All the opening riffs,
everything.
Yeah, you're ready for that song.
And then the lyrics start, well, that's Madonna. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's just bizarre. And like Rick said, they just love what they're doing and their enthusiasm for it. And they're like talking to the crowd like, oh, yeah, man, like you're in your room or something. Mm-hmm. It's really a good
time. Hang out with us. So
they were real good. Everybody likes them in Memphis. And Memphis shows their appreciation for them. And that's why they really were glad to be here. And that was great. And then we went to see Vince Neil. Which was cool because Bret Michaels didn't make it, and we saw Vince Neil and these guys. They weren't Motley Crue, but they played, obviously, a ton of Motley Crue songs. I think they only played like two, quote, Vince Neil songs. But it was an amazing show. And Rick and I are going deaf, right, watching this. But Rick, you got to talk about the drummer. It was just the most amazing thing. And these guys, just like Rock Sugar, were just having a great time. And the drummer was like on fire. He's flailing around like he's
having
a seizure.
Happiest guy you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, just grinning his ass off, throwing sticks everywhere, catching them, balancing them, hitting cymbals with every part of his body.
He had a whole roadie crew just to keep his drums intact while he was beating the crap out of them.
Yeah, it was just, and everybody's like,
he picked up his stool and he was beating on cymbals with him. He's the most insane guy you've ever seen in your entire life.
Jumps up and comes down with an elbow onto the cymbal. He's just wailing away.
He's waving his feet around.
Yeah, kind of like Animal on the Muppets.
Yeah, exactly. It was amazing. And the guitarist was great, too. And Vince took a break, and the guitar starts doing this medley of Led Zeppelin things and just wearing it out. The bassist is great. But we were talking about, that's a big shoes to fill. You know, there it's like, well, everybody's looking at Vince and saying, well, you know, Nikki Six and Mick Mars and you guys, stuff in here.
Anyway, the guy, the drummer's name is Zoltan.
Zoltan, okay. Yeah. He was cool. I mean, he was just...
He was more than cool. He was a rock and roll legend.
Right, I don't know if there's YouTube videos out there, but they're damn well better be.
Find Zoltan.
It's amazing.
Watch him for a few minutes.
Like you said, he's the happiest guy. They were just having a great
smiling.
Think he was
laughing.
Taking any happy pills?
I don't know, but he was having a great time. And
he's a guy who liked what he did.
Yeah,
including playing in Memphis in May. You know, as a replacement band.
That's right.
So. Maybe he drank an Imperial Stout before he got on stage.
You think? He may have.
Mm-hmm.
But the cancellations were coming hard and heavy after that. John Hyatt canceled. Some of the other guys
canceled.
Allison Krauss.
Three Doors Down canceled.
Dang. Which, and the cool part about that was Rock Sugar was hanging around the entire time. They were like backstage.
We're talking about Wrath of God stuff, though. Yeah. I mean, Highway 40 was shut down between here and Nashville.
It was flooded. You could not get through. And so they stepped up, did another set, just so, you know, the show would go on.
Band of Horses played two sets.
Yeah, that's right. They, whoever, never heard of them before. Sounded good.
Pretty
still,
nice.
Still on the
stander. Where's Allison Krauss?
Allison Krauss, she canceled.
That's not a thing.
So we closed it out with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Leon, a little bit of Leon Russell.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was a good show. Earth, Wind, and Fire, they were another one that you couldn't. We were talking, and I said, well, Alan and Jane, it's like, well, what are your favorite twins? We don't know any. I said, no, you're wrong. You know every damn one.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Right. You
and
know
every song they sang, it's like, I know that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's him. That's him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And they've been around 40 years. I told Alan something, he didn't know that the founder, Maurice White, is from Memphis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the founder.
Live at the Garden last year. They were incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I'd love to see that. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Incredible.
It was very good. Big band and a large band.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Lots
very
of
talented.
Yeah. I tried to count them up. I think it was like 12 or 13.
Yeah. On stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
They move around a lot. It's hard to keep track of.
Throwing that tambourine.
Yeah. Right, throwing the tambourine and jumping around and the horn section in the back. And it was fun. It was a nice kind of mellow way. But by that time, we were whipped. We were sitting on blankets.
Yeah, all we could do with Leon Russell is lay on the ground. And
we didn't even go in the tent, the blues tent. We just sat, we had one of these space blankets. And
we watched the angry people walk out who didn't get to see Three Doors Down.
Yeah, there was a stream
of them. They were sorely disappointed.
So it was something. And what was the band? We were walking away, and the band Five Finger Death Punch. Yeah. Now they're a metal band, but not in the hair sense. But yeah, just the screaming.
They do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yell,
yeah. Christy describes like, you know, being dragged to hell, scream. Uh-huh. And so as we're leaving, the guy tried to sing. Remember, he was singing some song, and it's like, oh God, you're killing it. It's like, go back to screaming, please.
Uh-huh.
It's
like, oh, Bad Company.
Yeah, Bad Company. That's right. He was singing Bad Company by Bad Company. It's like, oh, God, this is like sixth grade talent show. It was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, and not the winner either. I mean, he was horrible. It's like, oh, man.
It's a good song, though.
Like
it
the
was
first
good
day
to hear
of American
that.
Idol. Huh?
Right. Yeah, but as we're leaving, it's like, okay. There's some things you're good at and some things you just
I
suck
like
at. But, all right, back on topic, the chocolate or the espresso OK Jetty does not suck. It's a moving experience. It's a nice thing. And for breakfast, if we have any left, we'll save some to go with our fatty and eggs that we're going to have in the morning.
That'd be a good breakfast.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good breakfast.
Is it about that time?
Sure. Let's cue the music. Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater presents Beer Haiku. And this time it's not from Beer Haiku Daily, although I do recommend you go out to Beer Haiku Daily because this guy does it every single day.
And we're going to send it to him.
Anyway, we're doing our own. Meat Fest. Meat smokes on the grill. we recover too slowly. But the beer is fine. Beer haiku.
Tough God. Class culture.
Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater.
That's right. Coming soon to a venue near you.
Yeah, we videotape all these.
That's right.
So if you ever want to see the Interpretive Dance Theater.
All right, so are we going to put the picture of you, the tree lover, up?
I love trees.
Okay.
I think that needs
you
to be.
To go to the website just to see this picture of Rick loving a tree.
Did you get James Brown on the last one?
Yeah,
we did.
He's up.
I haven't checked.
If you didn't go see,
had a busy
if you didn't go to the website and see the newest member, official member of Big Foamy Head from the dead, James Brown. He's here with us every time now, but you definitely got to see this picture of Rick loving a tree.
One of many pictures.
And
I knew Colorado would do that.
Gives new meaning to the words morning wood. It's spectacular. I hope the tree was as happy as you
loved. At least I wasn't being loved by a tree.
You are.
Yeah. You want a pitch instead of catch.
If you look real close.
Well said, Mike.
If you look real close at the tree, you can see like a little trickle of sap running down it. Kind of like it's crying a little. Well, it was a young tree. It was green.
Tears of joy. Tears of joy.
I think it might have been the first elementary tree that had ever been loved so aggressively. But... It's a great picture. Rick is happy as could be.
Make all these promises about what's going to be posted on the website, and you never get around to actually posting it.
We put James Brown up. This is going. I got the picture. It's coming up. I sent it to you.
You're in.
You put it up. Rick put it up. It's coming. Rick will make sure.
Some of us make these things happen.
If it doesn't go up, it's Rick's fault.
Right. Okay, thanks.
All right. He's pointing at him saying, it's all me. Okay. So if it's, I mean, you get the fault. Okay. It's all you unless it's screwed up. And then it's one of us. And I'm looking at Mike. So
yeah, it's all my fault.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. And we're going to lead out with Rock Sugar. What is it? What's it called?
Don't Stop the Sandman.
Don't Stop the Sandman. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.